Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. And to wrap up today, some of you will remember we took your calls recently on what you know so much about that you could teach a class about it. Remember, it was hooked to the Brooklyn Brainery and some of the interesting sort of micro specialties that people are teaching classes on there. What you know so much about, you could teach a micro specialty class about it. Well, that segment inspired one listener, a woman in her 80s, to email us with a request to do a call-in about courses that people wish someone would teach. She said that she and some of her friends her age, though otherwise basically healthy, can no longer get themselves out of the bathtub, so have reluctantly given up taking baths. So she wishes someone would give a course in getting out of the tub without your former muscle tone. Now, that's one listener's fantasy course. And we thought, if she has one, probably a lot of people have one. So what's yours? What is a course that you wish someone would teach? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. And on our webpage for this, in addition to listing courses that you wish someone could teach, if questions come up, like this woman's question about getting out of the bathtub, that you have answers for, go ahead and post the answers and help your fellow listeners at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. But basically the question is, what course do you wish someone out there would teach because you want to learn? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Some things that are coming in since we put this on Facebook. John says, a course in subway etiquette. Melissa writes, I wish someone would teach a driving class to get over the fear of driving on the highway. Sounds crazy, but I would take it, she says. Nina, credit card classes in high school, too late for me, and classes on credit and general financial issues. Gregory suggests, how about an apartment hunting class? So what class do you wish someone would teach? 212-433-WNYC. We'll put you on the air right after this. All right. Well, our board filled up pretty quickly on this, so we're going to take some of your calls on courses that you wish someone would teach. And I wonder if we can get the corollary going on our website at WNYC.org. Since people are going to list so many different kinds of things that they want to know, if anybody can post the answers to anybody who either gets on the air or who posts, then that would be cool. At WNYC.org, click on Brian Lehrer Show. John in Brooklyn, what course do you wish someone would teach?
You know, Brian, not too long ago, my father was in long-term care, and he was not well, and he unfortunately passed away. And simultaneously, my mother also was involved in a long-term nursing situation. Very quickly, I found myself drowning in insurance paperwork, Medicare, you know, how to scan things, who do I need to talk to? Mm-hmm. Insurance companies are so divided now that a class, as the baby boomers get older and now people have parents that are entering into long-term care situations, how to properly navigate, how to protect yourself, how to invest, how to make sure you have the money to do this, I think would be a really valuable tool as a lot of our people are getting much older.
John, thank you. Class on how to navigate insurance policies and insurance companies. Edie in Manhattan, I think you're on a slightly lighter vein, right?
Yes, absolutely. I think putting pantyhose on is absolutely, absolute hell. And my friends all say, lie on your back on the bed and try to get one leg in, one foot in. And then the other foot, you fall with the other foot. But it's really hard. And I don't know what the secret is, but I wish somebody would tell us.
All right, Edie, thank you. So listeners, post on our webpage, how do you actually put on pantyhose? Linda in Irvington, you're on WNYC. Hi, Linda.
How are you? I'd love to someone teach how to grow old and adjust to it, because I ask my doctor many times what certain pains are coming into my body. What does it mean? They tell me phantom pains. So thing I think about is must be little ghosts inside my body creating these little pains.
The little ghosts with the phantom pains. Boy, if somebody could write a manual on how to grow old, right, how to deal with it. But listeners, you can put your wisdom about that, too, at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. Andrea in Manhattan, what would you like somebody to teach a class about?
Hey, Brian, I'm interested in the class on foreign policy and science, but not in the course and class format. I think that people, especially between the ages of 30 and 40, miss learning things outside of their careers, mm-hmm. like they did in college, and I know that I do. And I think they're more interested in paying attention now as opposed to in college where they were so many distractions. I go to a lot of talks at the Foreign Policy Association just mm-hmm. to learn things outside of my domain. And the problem is that they're often dry and the attendees are quite old, to be frank. There's mm-hmm. lots of gray hair in the room. So I'm thinking of organizing a speaker series targeted to maybe 30 and 40-year-olds where we have a foreign policy or journalism or science expert talk with a group, but in a social format, so maybe over brunch. So it's basically social meets smart, and it allows for, you know, like-minded people to mm-hmm. Meet and talk, and maybe it's even a singles meetup. Who knows?
Andrea, it sounds like you could organize this and make money on it. So who wants to teach Andrea's class? Go post to WNYC.org and click on Brian Lehrer Show if you want to be the hip teacher on foreign policy over a meal for 30 and 40-year-olds. Todd in Hoboken, what do you wish somebody would teach a class about?
I wish someone would teach a class about how to buy a car. I just bought my first car ever, and it was just a very stressful process of learning the ins and outs of how these dealers and these dealerships price their cars, how to negotiate with them, the extra insurance policies, the warranties. If I had a class, that would have been, I think that would have helped the process, would have helped me be a better negotiator in the process as well.
Todd, that's a good one. Thanks a lot. Lyra in New Brunswick, what do you wish someone to teach a class
about?
Hi.
Hi, Brian. Yes, I would love for someone to teach a class on how to sell yourself. I was reading about this morning, and I read that 1 in 9 Americans are in sales, but the rest of us are really just trying to sell ourselves, mm-hmm. whether we're trying to get a job or we're just trying to get someone on board on a project or initiative that we are spearheading.
Well, lean in, Lyra, lean in.
That's great.
Thank you for your call. Jono in the West Village, what would you like someone to teach class about?
Hey, good afternoon. I would love for someone to teach a class, perhaps a retired or working real estate lawyer in New York City, on the vagaries of tenant-landlord law. It seems like these two classes only come into contact when there's a clash, when there's a fight. I would love for both sides of this war to know what the other one is going through, a history on how to negotiate owning and renting property in New York City, maybe even the history of leases and rents.
Thank you for your call. Kimo and Chelsea, what would you like somebody to teach a class about?
I'd like a class on handwriting, proper cursive script. Somewhere there's got to be a group of nuns somewhere who still know how to teach it and probably want to make a little extra money for their church, and I'd sign up in a heartbeat.
Is it because your handwriting is illegible or you're frustrated that everybody else's is?
Well, I'm on the cusp of 50, and we never learned handwriting, sitting down with the book and drawing circles. And I see older people who have just beautiful handwritten notes, and I'd like to be able to do that, more for an artful expression, mm-hmm. but also because a nice handwritten letter is a nice thing to receive.
All right. Chemo for calligraphy. And Chelsea, oh, by the way, to our earlier caller, David in Montclair, notice the name is David from Montclair, says he knows how to put on pantyhose while sitting, not on your back, on our Facebook page. And Katie from Huntington writes, what would I like a class on? How to call into a radio show. Speak clearly, extemporaneously, without falling all over your words and without your heart beating out of your chest and without saying, thank you for taking my call. I would definitely take that class. Writes Katie from Huntington. Well, Katie from Huntington, I can't thank you for calling, so I'll thank you for writing in. All right, listeners, post your answers to as many of those as you can at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. Talk to you tomorrow.